Coming out of cryo was worse than being seasick. Captain Henson groaned. He'd been seasick, back when there were things like sea cruises and vacations and a comfortable civilized planet to enjoy them on. The only saving grace was that this nausea would be over in a few minutes. He reached up and pulled his eyelids apart, loath to wait for his tears to dissolve the gunk holding them together. The casket lid was up, and his first officer, Catherine Rougeau, looked down at him. He turned his head carefully and checked his arm. The various catheters, needles, and sensing devices had already retracted into the wall of the cryo container. Henson grinned up at her. Tried to, anyway. He wasn't sure if his face was working properly yet. Someday, Cat. I'll get out before you. In your dream, sir. Her tone was light, but she looked away, and Henson noticed the concerned expression on her face.
What's up, Commander?
This was only their third trip out, but the arrival was supposed to be routine. Normally, the ship AI would place the Ouroboros in a high orbit around the target planet, then begin waking up the crew. Rougeau reached a hand down to help him out of the casket. She seemed to be able to shrug off the effects of cryo as easily as getting out of bed in the morning. Henson admitted to himself that he was far more average in that particular area. He stepped out of the casket and paused to check the other units along the wall. More than half were already empty, and the rest were in the late stages of the revival process, according to the readouts at the feet of those units. Henson shivered, even though the temperature in the cryo room was only mildly lower than normal room temperature. Something about the low lighting, the gray and almost featureless equipment, and the acoustically enhanced quiet always made him feel like he was in a morgue. He signaled Commander Rougeau to follow him as he made his way to the galley for the critical first cup of coffee.
I checked status, Captain, as soon as I was up. We're in a solar orbit, just outside the habitable zone, rather than in a planetary orbit.
What? Why? Henson's eyes widened as he rounded on her. AIs didn't just decide to deviate from plan on a whim. Such change would only come with bad news attached. The commander made a couple of false starts before responding.
The AI was unable to identify a habitable planet to orbit.
Henson spent the rest of the short walk in silence and prepped his coffee while he worked through the possibilities. He took a slow sip before replying. We have extrasolar planetary surveys going all the way back to the early 21st, Cat. Every planet on the United Earth Foundation's target list has been tagged by at least two independent surveys. How is this possible?
I'm sorry, Captain, I didn't get that far. Came to get you instead.
Right. Well, let's get to the bridge and assemble the staff. First the facts, then the running around in panic.